Do you remember this?
Floated to Shaqiri, will hit it first time. Brilliantly blocked by Corrie Evans. Oh, penalty! The referee has pointed to the spot. Corrie Evans made the block. He turned his back as he did it. Going to try and have a look at the monitor this time. But the referee, to the shock of all the Northern Ireland players and supporters inside the ground, has pointed to the penalty spot and given Switzerland a real chance to get themselves ahead here. Rodriguez steps up, delays and strokes it in. He sends Michael McGovern the wrong way. Switzerland have an away goal at Windsor Park.
How could you forget a moment for many fans that ruined their plans for the summer as the penalty ultimately cost Northern Ireland a place at the World Cup in Russia. Now, though, the referee responsible for that decision has said that he got the call wrong. He is quoted as saying, "It is not a secret and I'm not hiding. It was a sad, unpleasant moment for me. Sad because I made the mistake." On the line, sporting commentator Stephen Beacom. Good morning to you.
Hi, Benny. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. It's Friday. And former FIFA assistant referee David Meir. Good morning to you as well, David.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Not bad. Before we go any further, Stephen, I purposely skipped over a bit in the queue where it said the referee's name because I'm terrible at pronunciation. So what's this man's name? He's a Romanian man.
He is indeed. His name is Ovidiu Hadagan.
Good, you
and,
see?
His name will be imprinted on my mind for the rest of my life.
So what does this mean then, Stephen? Is there anything going to happen as a result?
I can't see anything happening because the Irish FA, they decided quite some time ago that they wouldn't be looking for compensation for this, and I think that was the right decision. The referee got it horribly wrong on the night, Vinny. It was an absolutely shocking decision. Fair play to him for coming out now and saying that it was a mistake, because most referees won't tell you that they've made a mistake, even when it's pretty obvious that they have. And that's from the Irish League right up to those guys who referee in the World Cup. But it does nothing for Northern Ireland. In fact, for some Northern Ireland fans, it maybe makes the situation even worse, because on the night it was such a big disappointment. It's fair to say Northern Ireland didn't play as well as they could on the night, but the defining moment of the two-legged tie was when the referee gave a penalty that was never a penalty in a million years. It's ironic that he still wants to go to the World Cup. He's not going to be one of the referees in the World Cup in Russia, but he wants to be a video referee. And had video technology been used that night?
Not a touch of irony in that at all, Stephen. David, you know, should we be sympathetic towards this man, given that, you know, a split decision in a few seconds? And, you know, and he had to go on what he believed happened.
No, not at all. I can't actually believe he's come out yesterday and made comments about this, because everybody, even the dogs in the street, knew it was never a penalty. In actual fact, if you look back at the video replay, the whole thing, one of the Switzerland players was actually picking up the ball, running down because he thought he was getting a corner. And this guy has come out yesterday and he has actually said that he made a mistake. Everyone knows he made a mistake. Now, he's looking to go to the World Cup as a VAR referee. This guy won't get a game for a long time, in my opinion. Even if he gets back into Europe, it was a huge mistake he made. And, you know, every Northern Ireland fan this morning, they're listening to this or reading it in the papers, I'm feeling their pain. The same thing happened with the Republic when Thierry Henry did his famous handball many years ago, you know?
Anything different in terms of what actually happened in the match?
It's very hard to explain how we got it wrong, why we got it wrong. I don't know. It was never the penalty. The VAR would have cleared it up within seconds. What all would have been taken was one look, never a penalty, it's a corner.
Why do you think, David, he's come out and spoke now and not at the time, and that might have helped to soothe the pain of the fans just a little?
The reason he hasn't come out directly after the match was because everybody was high on emotion about the whole situation. He's let it go a couple of months. He has been dropped from the list. He would have been one of the guys that was, by getting one of those playoff games, they were looking at him to get him a game in the World Cup. He's failed miserably, and now he's kind of grabbing at straws to try and get in as a VAR referee. That's what my opinion.
Surely, though, you can sympathise slightly with him, David, in terms of the pressure that someone in that position would be under.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's huge pressure, but in the same strength, it was one of those decisions that I would call an easy decision. It was never difficult. It was an easy decision just to give a corner. There was no question. Everybody, the dog on the street knew that it was never the penalty.
Stephen, there was a rumour that following the Thierry Henry incident, there was money given as a result to compensate, I guess, to some extent.
Oh, yeah, the FAI got about €5 million on the back of that one, Vinny.
Should we get that in this case then?
Well, I'm sure the Irish FA would love to get some compensation for it, but as I said earlier, the powers that be at the Irish FA have already decided that they're not going to go down that road. And you know what? That's showing a bit of class. It's showing a bit of dignity. And I hope they stick to that decision despite what this referee has come out and said.
Why though? Why is it not fair for them to say, well, look, you made a mistake and it cost us dearly? You know, who knows if that had been disallowed, what would have happened in that match? But they could very well say, well, look, you know, it wasn't fair. You've admitted you were wrong. Therefore, we want some kind of compensation for this.
Well, they could well do, but the Irish FA, to be fair to them, have now moved on. Their biggest issue at the moment is keeping Michael O'Neill as manager. It's another irony that had that decision not been made by the referee, Michael O'Neill, his future would be completely certain. He'd be going to the World Cup with Northern Ireland. But because of that decision, now there's lots of speculation about where Michael's going to end up. Northern Ireland obviously want to keep him. He's been given a 6-year contract offer, $750,000 a year, Vinny, which is by far and away the biggest purse that a Northern Ireland manager would ever receive in his life. But Scotland are very, very interested in him. And Michael has to weigh everything up now. He wants to make a decision this month. So it's going to be really fascinating to see what he decides. Every Northern Ireland fan wants Michael O'Neill to stay because with him as manager, everyone will believe that the Euro 2020 finals is a distinct possibility. And Northern Ireland getting into that finals, I think, would be great for the tournament and it would be great for the country.
Do you think, Stephen, have the Northern Ireland fans moved on at all from what happened? Because it was a real bitter disappointment at the time.
It's still hard to take, Vinny. I think we're slowly moving on, but whenever the World Cup comes up in Russia, there'll be those painful memories again because the fans will think, well, we could have been there, we should have been there, but for a referee's decision, we may have been there.
Okay, well, you know what, Stephen? John and Donamana might want to talk to you. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Vinny.
What do you reckon?
Stephen Beacom. I listen to Stephen Beacom.
Yes.
Stephen Beacom could be the chief, I don't know, he writes for the Belfast Telegraph, he could be the chief whiner as well.
That's not very nice now, John.
But listen a minute. All we've heard, and I've listened to our chap too talk about all, a VAR had him in there. You know, if this, that, the other, it wasn't there. The man pointed to the spot. He gave the penalty to Switzerland. Switzerland scored the goal. Switzerland won the game 1-0. The other game was a 0-0 draw. Switzerland's going to Russia. Northern Ireland's not. Build a bridge, get over it. Stop whining and girning and going on about it. They were bit. Full stop.
Stephen?
John, did you think it was a penalty?
It doesn't matter what I think, Stephen. I wasn't the referee.
No, but answer the question, John. Did you think it was a penalty?
I don't know.
Well, of course it wasn't a penalty, John.
It was a penalty. The referee said it was, Stephen. It doesn't matter what you say or I say. Excuse me, it doesn't matter what you say or I say. The man in the middle pointed to the spot and says penalty, and the chap scored the goal. That's the rules of FIFA.
One of the great things about football and sport is opinion, and we're allowed to give our opinions on this situation.
And the other great thing is that you must respect the referee and the referee's decision as final, as in rugby. As in rugby, you know, nobody's whining and girding at a referee in rugby. They make the decision, that's it. And the referee made the decision, and we have to respect it. We have to respect his decision. Would you agree we have to respect the referee's decision?
We respect the referee's decision, but yes. I don't have to respect the referee because he got it wrong.
And sure, please respect the referee. Yes, that's a silly thing to say, Steve.
No, I'll tell you what, John. It was proven that he wasn't capable to referee a match of that magnitude. It's as simple as that.
Then why does FIFA appoint him?
Well, they got that one wrong too.
Everybody's got everything wrong.
He's admitted he was wrong, John. What's your point? I don't understand. This man has come out and said, I got it wrong and I am sorry.
The man really was silly for saying anything. The man shouldn't have said a word.
Everyone could see he was wrong. Anyway, we'll have to move on for now. John, thank you very much. Stephen Beacom, thank you. And David Meir, thank you very much as well.